Hi, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Muhammad Amir, Muhammad Amir, and the date of birth 9/18/86, date of accident 4/1/2022, date of service is 6/14/2023. Mr. Muhammad Amir, sorry, this is wrong chart. This is a Muhammad Amir continuing dictation. Date of birth is 9/18/1986. Date of accident 8/29/2023. Date of service 2/6/2024. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. He reports of ongoing headaches along with pain in the neck, lower back, and pain in the left knee. The pain in the left knee is quite severe, up to 8. Lower back pain is around 7. Neck pain is around 6. Headaches are around 6 also, off and on, and they're bothering him, associated with the memory loss, but no issues with the loss of balance or light sensitivity or noise. Most of the headaches are frontal and are relieved with the medication for fear research. ADLs are reported affected at 7. He do not have any radiation of pain to the arms or the legs or shoulder pains. And he has reported 20% to 30% improvement in his symptoms. Please review the chart for the ADLs for system review and for additional history, for substance abuse, pain medications, and for compliance history. Physical examination consists of: the blood pressure is 128/92, pulse is 68, and pulse ox is 99. Rest of the exam is still the same from previous visit, dated 12/11/2023, dictation number 01115-057. Along with diagnosis, plan is to continue the chiropractic treatment, physical therapy 3 times per week, and continue home exercises. He's being provided with an order for physical therapy 3 times per week to continue for his neck, mid-back, lower back, left knee. And traction only to the cervical spine is ordered, massage. And he has bilateral sacroiliac involvement. And he's released to a light-duty job, 0-pound lifting limit. He's provided with Tylenol codeine number 4 every 12 hours for 50 tablets after reviewing his maps and the labs. And we have discussed the need for injection to the left knee after reviewing the MRI, which shows ACL damage or sprain, as well as interstitial tear of the posterior horn of medial meniscus. Patient will schedule his appointment. He also has been advised to connect with Dr. Mohan, who did his surgery at L5-S1. However, his pain is still there, and he may need extra injections to the area. In the cervical spine, he has involvement from C3, C4, all the way to C6, 7 with herniated disc and causing the pain. He may be a candidate for spinal cord stimulation device. That will be discussed at a later date or possible surgery. So far, he is stable. He is seeing a neuropsych and he's doing the back brace, cold compresses, left knee brace, cervical traction, heating pad. He's seeing a neurologist. He's also referred for medical education, PTSD. He's doing brain MRI with NeuroQuant SWI for finding the trauma, and he's referred to neuropsych evaluation and treatment. Sorry, the date of service is 2/5/2024, not 2/6. Apologies. He'll be seen in 30 days' time for his regular